prices have increased over 40%. Energy prices have increased over 20%. Wheat and gas prices have increased over 70%. What's going to be next? Do you see these trends reversing or even stabilizing? All fiat currencies have always failed and collapsed their economies on their way down. The Roman Empire, China, France, Argentina, Finland, Mexico, Russia, Zimbabwe all tried fiat currency and all collapsed into chaos. Meanwhile, the dollar has lost over 97% of its gold value since 1971, when an ounce of gold was valued at $35. If your assets are in paper, you are in danger. Protect your assets with gold and silver. Visit Discount Gold and Silver Trading at DGScoins.com. That's DGScoins.com or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 800-375-4188. Protect yourself and your family.
It's like a battlefield.
There's a battle for the soul of America.
We can't let him tear the kingdom down.
This is no game. This is war.
Flesh and blood. But it's between the bad and good. We can't stop until the trumpet sounds. This is war. Not a game we're playing. This is a war.
The only question is, which side will you be on? It's time now for a call to decision with Pastor Butch Paul.
Hello, my friends, and welcome. This is Pastor Butch Paul. It is 9-2-25, September 2nd, 2025. I'll catch up. I'm just 100 years behind. Welcome to this program. I'm glad you're with us. And as always, once a month, we bring up a sweet lady that loves her job. Her work. She really does. And her excitement comes through every pore of her body. We're going to talk to Summer Dre. She's going to share her specials for the month of September. My birthday month, by the way, as you already know. And she's going to share her knowledge also. We can't take phone calls because the phone lines are still down. All but the one that we're using was for Summer. So just me and Summer tonight. But please don't forget this weekend, if everything goes right, we're going to have Bible study. It starts at 10:30 a.m. Eastern. I hope you'll come and join us, folks. I really do. Just go to PastorButch.com, PastorButch.com, and click right on click on Rumble 10:30, and there we'll be live. 11:30, can we take a break? 11:30, come back on with Christian Worldview News, which is prophecy in the news. 1 o'clock, we're going into a teaching. I think a very important teaching, but I think they all are because they're Bible. We're going to teach about Christian examples and how we ain't been that. Hope you'll join us. Now, if you can't listen or can't go online and listen, call the number 339-209-5013. 339-209-5013 and listen in that way. Please join us if you can, folks. That's why we're there. We take phone calls when we're on the air. You can call in the first half hour and after prayer requests, give praise reports. We make you as much part of it as we possibly can. I wish y'all could be there in person, sitting there in the studio, makeshift studio that Phil has out in his dining room slash rumpus room, made into a studio. It's nothing fancy, but it works. I wish you could join us, but I know you can't. But join us if you can online or by phone, if at all possible. And don't forget the specials we're offering this month. I think it's a fantastic deal for $15. You get a seminar we did, I think a very powerful seminar, and I was given a message to preach called Broken Era, A Cry for Deliverance. Now, if you're not a Vietnam era vet, you probably have no idea what Broken Era means. It means you're being overran. Save us. Join us. We also have there people that I knew for years that went on with the Lord, like Greg Evenson, Pastor Richard Mooneyhan, Frankie Valens, a pop star from the 60s, he and I have become pretty good friends over the years, and what a singer. Michael Bray, I wrote a book, A Time to Kill. He took a stand for the preborn, and up Gus to do something about it. Of course, other Christians forsook him, but I'm glad he's a hero. Michael McCarvage, founder and director of Repent America. Pastor Steve Anderson. Coach Dave's there. Chaplain G. Clingensmith. who was drummed out of the military for praying in Jesus' name in public. These are all there, and a lot more. Frankie's MCing and his MCing with the oldies and bring back memories is worth a bunch of itself. But that and the book that we want to offer with to you, if we can, To Deceive the Elect, Exposing the Pre-Trib Rapture Lie. Lieutenant Colonel Gordon Jack Moore, retired. His book is about 40-some pages long. Both of them together are $15. No, we're not going to make enough money on these to pay the power this month on the ministry or even begin to pay the radio stations. And when I think about what we pay a month, I don't think about it. I just thank God the money's almost always there. It has always been there. Sometimes really slow and really late, but it's been there. But I don't share a lot of that because it's something I don't worry about. Well, I'm concerned, but I don't worry about it. Almost 33 years on the radio, maybe by the grace of God, we're doing something right and our Father's blessed us. And thank you all for being there. But you can call the number at 800-777-4403. If you can call long distance, it does save us a lot of money, folks. If you use our toll line, 304-846-4448, to please call in and order something if you can or give a donation. Now, of course, we'll be in the office Thursday, Lord willing, taking phone calls again. I don't want to be unreachable and untouchable. I am not a star. I'm an old hillbilly preacher, praying with everything in me that I'm glorifying our Father in heaven and edifying the body of Christ. That's what I pray I'm doing. I mess up. I'm so far from perfect, you disgust me sometimes. But that's where grace comes in. Praise God for the grace given us. So anyway, let's go right to our guest now. I've known this lady now for several years. Took over Dr. Ron Green's business and has done an excellent job with it. I miss Dr. Ron Green. I really do. A gentle soul, to say the least, a giving, caring individual. But he's had to move on. Now, Summer stepped in. I'll say this about her on the radio. She's a little more hyperactive than Dr. Ron was. Well, yes, I compared a roadrunner to a turtle. But anyways, yes, it's a difference between them and how fast she moves compared to him. But her heart is as good as Dr. Ron's was. She wants to share with you some things tonight, folks, about the space she offers, the products she uses. Now, I mentioned last month that I used her Mountain Herbal Mender, Mountain Gel. Now, correct me, Summer, it is called Mountain. Is it Gel or Herbal Mender?
Yeah, it's called the Mountain Mender Gel. We do have an herbal mending salve, but this is a Mountain Mender Gel that you were using. Yeah, that did really great things for your heel. I was excited about that.
Well, it healed it up and still hasn't bothered me. It's come back. It ain't come back at all. It really healed it. And I'll say this too. You sent me a Parasite Cleanse a month ago.
Yeah, and it tastes terrible, don't it?
Oh, my God. ain't no wonder if you got parasites that want to leave. They can't stand it.
No kidding. Sometimes, if you put it in your coffee's so bitter, oftentimes it slightly masks the flavor. Or, you put it in a big water bottle with lots of water, and it really dilutes down the taste, and then you could just drink it all day. But, yeah, it's pretty dang bitter. So a lot of times we just put the drops in there, put a small amount of water, and just shoot it down real quick.
That's what I do. I do it three times a day. And, by the way, I know this is going to sound a little bit maybe – off calling radio, but should it give you loose stools?
What'll happen is for a lot of people, when you have parasitic die-off, meaning you're killing the parasites, it will kind of aggravate the belly, which is honestly a good thing because it's now shedding a lot of the toxins from the die-off and shedding the dead worms out. Sometimes they're microscopic protozoas. Sometimes they're like the size of a grain of rice. Other times they're feet long, just depending on, I've had some clients with some very bizarre things happen. Other people don't really notice anything. Sometimes what happens is that diarrhea or that loose stool is actually a great sign of it shedding and pulling a lot of those toxins out. In doing that, it'll kind of irritate the belly a little bit, but that's okay. It's just a matter of time before we get the rest of those toxins out of there or we're normalized more.
Okay. So I've noticed that. I'm still taking it. Now, I've been taking it ever since I received it. How much more should I take of it?
Well, you want to fit, it's an 18-day program. So it's three times a day for 18 days. So you basically do it till you're done with the 18 days. You might have a little bit left over in the bottle. Unfortunately, not enough to do anything more with. But I always tell people that in our liver detox, which we'll talk about tonight, the parasite flush and the liver detox, and even our blood wash serum that we make, all three of those really could be taken about maybe three to four times per year. So I usually do one about every 2.5 to 3.5 months, just to kind of get toxins out of my system, because a lot of times those toxins create inflammation in the body. The chronic inflammation in the body, you'll hear me say this a lot, will almost always lead to cancer cell growth. So parasites, a lot of people are confused. They think parasites cause cancer. No, they don't. They're not that impressive. But what they do is they create inflammation, because they irritate the gut system. They irritate the liver. They irritate the lungs. They irritate the sinus cavity in the brain when they can migrate to those organs in the body. And they start eating, depleting, causing havoc, laying eggs, reproducing. That creates a lot of chaos in the body, that our bodies are not supposed to have that stuff in there. So our bodies say, whoa, 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 you're a foreign object. We need to protect the body against you. So what do we do when we are trying to protect the body? The body says, let's create an inflammatory response. Let's send a bunch of killer cells there to help, eradicate the issue, and it creates a lot of inflammation. And that chronic inflammation is what encourages cancer cell growth. So getting rid of parasites, relieving inflammation and stress on the liver, cleaning the blood out and getting rid of all those old toxins and die-off material from worms and parasites and even just environmental toxins like the air we breathe. I mean, shoot, the water we drink, depending on where you live, the foods, the processed foods, you name it, all these environmental factors, stress from a breakup or a poor job, experience or whatever it might be, an injury or anything, all these things contribute to inflammation. And that inflammation, again, kind of goes back to cancer cell growth. And so parasites are not the cause of cancer, but they definitely contribute to cancer's existence. And that's not good. We don't need, and honestly, I think that's why we're seeing more and more and more cancers, because as a society, our eating habits are poor, we're much more overweight, we're taking more medications than ever, we're not detoxifying when we need to, and so we're having this buildup of inflammation. And again, that just gives cancer a really good house to grow in. It's sort of like, you might have heard me say this too, but having two dogs in the yard, a really great dog and a really cruddy dog, a real mean dog. If you keep feeding that mean dog, he's going to survive and he's going to thrive. You don't want to do that. So a lot of the things that we talk about here at Superior Mountain Herbs and a lot of the herbs that we make and the products and whatnot, obviously they're designed long-term to keep you basically alive as long as humanly possible without compromising a whole lot in your body and actually building the body. Now, let's not be silly and think that any of this is going to keep us alive forever, because that's God's job to decide when we come and when we go. But truly, our job is to take care of this vessel that he gave us, this body, so we can keep doing his work. And if we're sick, if we're injured, if we have a crappy mindset, if we have poor mood, if we've got a hormone imbalance that's making us feel all these different ways, we're just not able to do the things that we're supposed to be doing, including carrying out, the message of the Lord. And so, for me, I'm always choosing to make things for people that are going to help them feel better, but more importantly, getting to the root problem of things. And so what I'd like everyone to kind of think about tonight when we're talking, when I'm talking tonight, would be, maybe this doesn't pertain to you per se. Maybe you don't necessarily have a liver problem, or you don't have a gut-related issue that you're aware of, by the way, because a lot of these things are not so obvious, especially with the liver, things like the liver and the kidneys. Some of those diseases you may not even realize you have until it's too late. We have a gentleman named Matt whose wife, passed away recently that I know, Pastor Butch, he listens to your radio show all the time. And, you know, it was last minute, literally, within a month or so, if I'm not mistaken, that his wife started having liver problem symptoms, wasn't sure what it was, if it was the gut, was it, you know, was it the kidneys, was it the liver? She just had a lot of discomfort, wondering if maybe there was some sort of cancer mass in the stomach, et cetera. And it took her out very quickly because liver problems, same with the kidneys, when they hit hard and they hit fast and they can be deadly and they don't come with a lot of warning. So while we can prepare for a lot of other things by looking at symptoms, you know, such as, you know, joint pain or, you know, an infection or cancer because we have a mass in our breast and it's very obvious, right? You know, those things, or an enlarged prostate, you're getting up multiple times in the night to urinate, and you're not getting a good urine flow when you are going to the bathroom. You know, these are all things that we have very clear symptoms that we can pretty much figure out right away. But the liver and the kidneys are like those silent killers. And I mean that. That's a true kind of terminology for them in the industry because it's a fact. They come on and those diseases, those issues, those problems come on. They come on very strong, very hard, and very fast.
Well, very quickly, can they cause fatty liver problems?
Oh, yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. So you mean parasites, or are we talking just
right,
anything?
Right. Parasites.
Parasites will not necessarily cause fatty liver, but again, they'll contribute to it because if you've got enough liver flukes and things in the liver and you're not detoxifying and pulling toxins out, let alone killing off the parasites in there, what will happen is it's sort of like a car filter or like a fish tank filter or anything you have, like, you know, a filter basically. If you don't hose that thing out and you don't get the big particles out of there, it can't breathe. That filter can't breathe. So what happens is fatty liver disease is sort of almost its own thing. But when you add things like parasites into the problem, it bogs down the liver even more because it's like adding gravel into the filters. And then it becomes too much between the fatty liver and the parasites that just with the fatty liver alone, you might have been okay, but now we've got some parasites as well. They're bogging it down, and there's just not enough room for both the fat and the parasites in there, right, as well as all the other toxins. So it's really important to detoxify the liver, super important to be doing a parasite flush at least 3 to 4 times per year, and taking things that support the liver and the kidneys, and then, of course, things that will boost the immune system. And so this month, being September, we have 4 things that are on sale this month. They predominantly have to do with the liver, but not all of them, but most of them have to do with the liver, the gallbladder, and we're talking about, you know, the whole GI digestive tract in general. And that's all interconnected, the kidneys, the liver, the GI tract, all that's really interconnected. So So let's kind of dive in, and if anyone has a quick second they want to go grab a pen and paper, I want to make sure first and foremost you have my name, my phone number, and my website in case our phone gets disconnected or you have to get off the phone for whatever reason, you get a neighbor that comes by or something, or you're heading to bed. My name is Summer, and I'm the owner at Superior Mountain Herbs. That's the name of our company out here in beautiful Superior, Montana. We're right on the Clark Fork River. We are truly so blessed to be able to wildcraft, meaning going out into the woods and harvesting a lot of our own herbs, mushrooms, things of that nature, with very little, if no, pollutants whatsoever, because it's all natural. And our water quality out here, our air quality out here, we have incredible air, in my opinion, compared to the rest of the nation. I've traveled all over the world. You see chemtrails everywhere. While you do see them oftentimes in Montana, you don't see them near as much as you do other places. So we're just blessed with a little bit less of a footprint out here. And so a lot of the herbs are incredibly powerful, have been here for centuries. They retain a lot of their medicinal value. And we've just been really glad at being able to have such an opportunity to be able to bring this to the public. Because truly, I believe that medication should be used for emergencies. I believe that the body can heal substantially from herbs. God gave us everything that we need here to sustain ourselves if it's his will for us to continue living on this planet. So my phone number here at the office, it is a phone number that you can also text at. You can call, text, leave a voicemail, whatever you'd like to do. Let me know you heard me on Pastor Butch Paw. That's always exciting to see how many new people we were able to reach, and I love that. My phone number is 406-274-7579. Again, 406-274-7579. My website, before we get started here, is www.SuperiorMountainHerbs.com. I know we're going to take a break probably in about 10 minutes. I want to push through our first little quick product here, and then after the break, we'll get to a couple others. You're also, you guys, take as many notes as you're capable of doing. And let's dive into the first product that we have on sale this month. It's a handmade, homemade Superior Oregano Oil. What I like about our oregano oil, it's not super intense, unlike majority of our products, meaning it's got a much milder flavor and not as reactive inside the body as far as, you know, irritating the stomach and things like that that sometimes people say can happen with oregano oil. Ours is very mild yet still really effective. So what is oregano oil? We have it on sale this month for $13. It's usually $20 for the 2-ounce dropper bottle. So again, it's on sale for $13 a bottle. It does everything from kill candida, which is fungus that grows inside the body, that produces things like toenail fungus, nail fungus, dandruff, sporadic dandruff anyways, things like bloating, which, by the way, also can be a symptom of parasites, but bloating, diarrhea, constipation, these are all things that candida, which is gut fungus, allows to grow in the body, and oregano oil is really good at targeting that. It can also help manage cholesterol. It helps with a lot of people with digestion, especially if they're having irritable stomach issues. You know, it's great for diarrhea, indigestion. It can actually, topically, you can even use this. We have a lot of clients who will kind of lift up their fingernails or put it around the cuticles of the fingers and toenails to kind of kill some of the fungus. Keep in mind, though, that's an internal problem that's manifesting its way outside. So we want to target the inside by doing things like drinking the American Indian tea, which kills all infections in the body, bacterial, viral, and fungal. And then we want to use oregano oil, both internal but more importantly, externally as well. Another kind of, you don't want to use this, by the way, oregano oil, if you are pregnant, okay? It's not ideal for women who are pregnant. And notice I said women, because there's no such thing as men being pregnant. I don't care what you read. It's ridiculous. Moving on. It also is really great for healing wounds because it has some antibacterial properties as well as antifungal properties. And it's a very mild anti-inflammatory. But what's really interesting, it's really good on antibiotic resistance bacteria, including MRSA. So when people have like a MRSA infection or something like that, taking oregano oil inside and also using it outside is fantastic. And there is a lot of people who do use it to fight parasites in animals as well as people. I don't think it's nearly as powerful, however, as our parasite flush. That is made with three really potent herbs that just target not only the parasites, but their larvae that they lay. Continuing on about oregano oil, just real quick, the oregano is one of those herbs, if you're Italian, you use it a lot. We use it a lot in my home. We don't dry it at a high heat because when you dry it super high, it ruins a lot of the medicinal value. So we just air dry. But it contains a compound called phenols. It also, phenols are like our terpenes and terpenoids. And there's also a compound called carvacrol, and that specific compound, these are like naturally occurring chemical compounds in oregano oil, but carvacrol has actually been proven to stop bacteria growth. That's why it can be used on things like MRSA. There's a lot of scientific experiments that were done with antibiotics and without antibiotics, yet using oregano oil, and oregano oil surpassed the antibiotics ability to get rid of infection, not only more rapidly, but way more efficiently. So let's, you know, if you get MRSA, if you get staph, any of those flesh-eating type bacteria, let's get you some oregano oil. Keep in mind, oregano oil only has about a six-month shelf life. I would store it in the refrigerator. It'll get kind of, goopy and clumpy in there. Don't worry about that. That's all still good. It's just the oil kind of solidifying somewhat in there. It's not harmful. It looks weird, but it's totally fine. Kind of like olive oil, you know, it'll kind of harden up in the refrigerator. I know we talked a little bit about, you know, the fact that oregano oil can help heal just minor wounds. When we have major infections like you did, Pastor Butch, we use the gel. That is much more effective at massive wounds, like, you know, whacking yourself on something and slicing it open, things like that. Things aren't necessarily infected, but you want to kind of heal up. That's great for that, just some minor wounds there. And it also helps with pain. Mildly, some itchiness, so you can apply it to insect bites as well. You can also use the Mountain Mender gel for insect bites as well. And it helps with gut health. It builds immunity. Basically, the way you kind of want to take it is you want to use it for several weeks and take a break for a couple weeks. So you don't need to buy bottles and bottles of this, especially since it doesn't have a super long shelf life. But a couple bottles will be great for you. You take it for a couple weeks, take a couple weeks off, couple weeks on, et cetera, et cetera. There was actually some clinical research. I was looking at a paper the other day that showed that taking, you know, oregano oil after each meal for 3 months can actually help reduce your LDLs, which are your lousy cholesterol levels. Think of LDL, sounds like lousy cholesterol levels. Those are the bad ones. But it increases your good ones, your HDLs. Think of happy, H for happy cholesterols. Those are your good or decent cholesterols, and it will help raise those but lower the bad ones. So if you have cholesterol issues, consider Superior oregano oil, especially if you have candida, especially if you have weight management problems and things like that. It can absolutely help significantly. So, and I know we're going to take a break here in a couple seconds, but I want to move on to our next product that I love. We use it quite a bit in our home, not daily because we don't need to in particular, although a lot of my clients do. It's one of our more expensive items, so when I do a sale on it, it's a significant discount. It's called Organic CBD, that's Charlie Bravo Delta, CBD oil. Usually $95 a jar, a dropper bottle. We have it on sale this entire month for $75. If you're using it daily, you will go through a bottle each month, okay? So, for example, if you have cancer, this is phenomenal for you because it massively reduces chronic internal inflammation. Cancers are allowed to grow out of control, you guys, because we don't have a great immune system, especially as we start aging, our immune system depletes. It's also allowed to grow out of control because of chronic inflammation. Keep in mind, the older you become, the more inflammation you're going to have because your hormones are not functioning as high as they used to. And your hormones are what keep inflammation in check. We'll come back to CBD oil when we get back from the break.
No way. A lot more talk about.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Hi, folks. Pastor Butch Paul here. I'm certain I don't need to tell y'all we're living in unstable times, or as the Bible says, perilous times. We're starting to see shortages of many products in America, cars, clothing, furniture, and even food. We can't do much about the cars, clothing, and furniture, but we can with the food, simply by calling Nevada Foods, the best in store foods bar none. They have a shelf life over 25 years, are great tasting, no GMOs, no chemical preservatives, no aspartame or high fructose corn syrup, and no MSGs. Give Nevada a call at 888-597-0775. That's 888-597-0775, or go to Nemana.com. Mention the Pastor Butch sent you and get a 10% discount. That's 888-597-0775. You'll be glad you did.
Hi there, and thank you so much for listening. This is Summer. I'm owner and operator here at Superior Mountain Herbs. Please visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com. You can always call or text 406 274-7579. We'd be happy to assist you with any of your health and wellness needs, whether you're currently combating serious disease and infection like cancer, or you're just simply looking to keep your body in great shape and maintain what God has already given you. You can visit us and we would absolutely love to help you. Once again, visit us at www.superiormountainherbs.com or give us a call at 406-274-7579 to get your hands on some of the most incredible handcrafted, organic, and wildcrafted supplements on the planet. SuperiorMountainHerbs.com.
Hello, folks. Pastor Butch here. A lot of y'all are asking me to give our address out on the air, and I never take time during the interviews, but here's our address. If you want to write to us, send us a letter, say hello, or place an order, or whatever you want to do, our address is simple. It's Pastor Butch Paul, P-A-U-G-H, or a call to Decision Ministries. The address is 224 Herd. That's spelled H-U-R-D. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, N-E-T-T-I-E, N-E-T-T-I-E, West Virginia, 26681. 224 Herd Road, Nettie, West Virginia, 26681. There you go. Thanks a lot.
Since the beginning of the United States, kings have sought it. Nations have fought for it. It has been traded, borrowed, purchased, and stolen. There is a reason for it. To secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, invest with the security of gold and silver. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading at 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Listen to Financial Survival with your host, Melody Cedarstrom, on Shortwave Radio. Visit DiscountGoldAndSilverTrading.net or call 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. For the very best in gold and silver trading, call toll-free 1-800-375-4188. That's 1-800-375-4188. Call now.
This is war, not a game. Your sword and shield. On the battlefield, Satan's armies come to kill. This is war.
All righty, folks, we are back tonight. I love this guest. I say hello and she takes over. She knows what you're doing. She loves to share information. I don't want to interrupt her. I really don't. And I'm sorry I can't take phone calls. I really mean that. But it happens. Technology sometimes can go bad. As y'all know, a few weeks ago, I had to go through a lot of stuff to get everything fixed up because of a lightning or a power surge. It happens. Our guest tonight is Summer Dre with Superior Mountain Herbs, and I would strongly urge you that if you have health issues, to call her. She helped heal a sores on my foot. It was all the way down to the bone, and at least 2 inches in diameter, and cleared out the bone. It took a long time for it to heal. She helped me finish it up, and it's doing great. So do that. She also helped me flush out parasites in the body, which I haven't seen. But from what the reaction I've had, I think I flushed out a lot of dead ones. And I think, Summer, and I'm pretty sure if my scales are right, I've lost about 5 pounds.
Yeah, that makes sense. When you're shedding out toxins like that, a lot of that you're also losing a lot of that inflammation and stuff that those parasites are causing. And I'll tell you, like I mentioned earlier, you may not see them, but you and I just at the break were talking about hunting and the amount of deer and elk that the two of us eat. It is definitely something that we know we have parasites in our body. We may not think we do, we might be accustomed to the symptoms and not feel like, you know, we're going through anything traumatic, where somebody who doesn't eat a lot of red meat or hasn't eaten a lot of red meat in the past may not, you know, be on the same boat. They might be more sensitive than you and I are. So just because you're not necessarily seeing something, I always tell people, don't worry. A lot of times you're getting rid of tiny microscopic ones, protozoas, liver flukes, lung flukes, or the eggs, which are really important to get rid of also. And, I mean, let's be real honest. None of us really play with our poop, so we don't really see everything that's in there. So let's hope not, anyways. So we don't really see everything that's in there. But, you know, I love that gel, that Mountain Mender gel, helped you. If you are are diabetic, folks, you definitely need to. It's, in my opinion, it's mandatory to have the Mountain Mender gel and our herbal mending salve in your arsenal. Because if you get a crack on your heel, if you stub your toe, if you get a little, you know, not a hangnail, but a oh gads, what's it called when you get an ingrown toenail? If you know anything like that. And you're diabetic, as you know, there's not a good enough blood supply down to the lower extremities. That's why there's a lot of neuropathy. The nerves start, you know, becoming inflamed and damaged, and not enough blood supply down there. And so when there's not enough blood getting to an area, this is why our teeth oftentimes become infected and have a real hard time getting rid of tooth infections. We have to have them usually drilled out, the tooth pulled, etc. There's not a rich blood supply. When you're diabetic, you don't have a rich blood supply in the lower extremities anymore, typically. And so what will happen is that's why you get that neuropathy, but that also means you're not getting enough white blood cells down there to kill off infection, where somebody like me who's not diabetic might get a cut on my toe, and I don't have to put anything on it if I don't want to. I'll just put a little water on it. But I do. I end up using gel because in my line of work, I see all kinds of crazy things happen to people. So I'm a little bit more preventative than most people. But that stuff will work so incredibly well at ensuring that no infection takes root. So if you have a crack in your heel, if you get a stubbed toe, anything like that, an ingrown toenail, put that gel on there. Just because it's not infected or doesn't hurt you or doesn't bother you now doesn't mean, just like Pastor Butch, it won't get away from you within days to weeks. And next you know, it goes to the bone. And they're going to want to start talking about amputations or carving out pieces of the bone if there's a large enough area. So let's talk about our next product that we were kind of getting into, that organic CBD oil that's on sale this month, down from $95 to $75 a bottle. Because before the break, we were talking about chronic inflammation in the body and how it contributes to cancer cell growth. Same with why the parasites contribute to cancer cell growth. They don't necessarily cause it. Those parasites cause inflammation. Our stress, our foods we eat, all this creates inflammation. And inflammation gives cancer a good house to grow in. So it significantly reduces systemic inflammation. It also is a great cancer cell inhibitor, okay? So those of you who've got cancer, those are two fantastic things. It can relax you. It can change how your body experiences pain and reacts to inflammation, not just reduces it, but how it reacts to it. It kind of trains that. It penetrates the blood-brain barrier, so it tells the brain, hey, calm down. We don't need to throw a temper tantrum over a little stubbed toe. We don't need to become so inflamed. Just relax. So that's sort of how it helps the body react to inflammation. If you've had chemotherapy, if you've undergone chemo and you've gotten symptoms like nausea, obviously pain, vomiting, things like that, this can substantially help with a lot of that. It's also what we call, and this is great for people, again, diabetics, great for people who have circulatory problems, great for people who have high blood pressure or high cholesterol, people who have arterial sclerosis, meaning a closing in of the arteries because of plaque buildup or fat buildup or whatever it might be. It's a vasorelaxant, I mean, it's going to relax your blood vessels so they're not so dang stiff and blood can actually flow through. And it's a vasodilator. So at the same time, it's going to open up those blood vessels and allow more blood to flow through more efficiently. It is a very mild blood thinner. When I say very mild, you don't need to get off your Coumadin and Warfarin to take this. It is a very mild blood thinner, which is great if you've got heart problems. It also, this is kind of fascinating to me, it's demonstrated a lot of neuroprotective and neurogenic effects. And what does that mean? So neurogenic effects basically means the nervous system. And, for example, like a neurogenic effect would be that pain that starts in the nerves, right? So something that begins in the nerves. So this is really great at protecting the nerves as well. So if you have multiple sclerosis, there was actually a 2022 study about 3 or 4 years ago that was done that showed that it substantially reduced MS spasticity. And spasticity is basically the muscle spasms that are being caused by the misfiring, of the nerves that cause the pain, the twitching, the inability to stand and use the muscles correctly. So CBD is wildly important because it absolutely can help reduce a lot of those symptoms. I've got a lot of clients who use it for arthritis. They use it for diabetes, getting over alcoholism. The CDC or the U.S. government, they did an extensive study. There was a lot of clinical research that were sponsored by the U.S. government to be able to prove that CBD oil can absolutely help with MS symptoms for sure. Which is fantastic. CBD oil, folks, again, because it's a good fat. It's a healthy fat. It's an omega-3 healthy fat. So good fat fights bad fat. I know if any of you have listened to me in the past, you've heard me say that likely. So it also helps to lower LDLs. Anybody remember what LDLs are? Raise your hand. I'll pick on you. It means lousy cholesterol levels. So that's great. We want to lower those levels. We don't want those to be high. That's when we start getting blood pressure problems and strokes and all kinds of things like that. I did mention it's a great source of omega nutrition. So it feeds the brain. And that's why a lot of people use it to treat Alzheimer's, dementia, epilepsy, Huntington's disease, which is not very common, but it's out there, motor disorders like cerebral palsy. It's really amazing. We actually have a very small handful of clients who also have kicked a horrible opioid addiction and or other addictions like smoking and the withdrawal symptoms that go along with that. And they use that because it helps reduce the anxiety, the irritability. It kind of calms that central nervous system. Again, if you've ever seen anything on TV or a documentary about people who've done opioids and they get off of them, their muscles, their brain, everything just goes into shock and they start spazzing out. Their muscles just contract like crazy, and it's very painful, and they oftentimes die because of that. CBD oil will actually reduce those spasms, remember, like it does with MS. So love CBD oil. It is an expensive product, but I'm going to tell you it's worth its weight in gold. It takes about 30 minutes to 2 hours to kick in, typically lasts about 4 to 6 hours. It can also prevent further damage and inflammation to the heart. It can boost metabolism by reducing fat. It's great for depression. I'm trying to think of what else. I think I already, Dravet syndrome, which is more of a childhood seizures, and Lennox-Gastaut syndrome. It can help with PTSD. I think I mentioned stress and anxiety a couple times, so I don't want to beat that dead horse. But so that is what CBD oil is predominantly used for. It is not marijuana. There's a lot of confusion. They're completely different plants. It does not produce any psychoactive properties at all, and it's fantastic. I actually give this to my kids because it also helps with a little bit of ADD as well. So we've talked about the oregano oil. We've talked about the Superior Organic CBD oil that's on sale. And the next thing I want to talk about is one of my favorites called Turkey Tail Mushroom Tincture. Usually the 2 ounce bottle is the liquid tincture. By the way, folks, you'll notice a lot of my things are in liquids. Only a handful of things are in capsules and very few things in powders or creams. Specifically because that's intentional. And the reason is not because it's easier to take, which for me is a huge blessing because I hate taking pills or capsules. But I will tell you, we do it because it's the most effective way for your body for herbs to be delivered into the body, be able to be absorbed more efficiently and put to use more rapidly. You know, it's sort of like I mentioned to somebody today, it's sort of like driving a Mustang versus a Ferrari. Mustangs are great. They're super cool, but a Ferrari is better. So the liquid tincture is better. And I guess maybe that depends on who you ask with the Mustang and the Ferrari. But with that being said, I think you get the gist. So Turkey Tail Mushroom Tincture, that 2 ounce bottle is usually $25 a bottle. It's on sale in September for $20 a bottle. what I love about this stuff is it's known as a functional or medicinal mushroom. It is edible. It doesn't taste good. It's very rubbery, so I wouldn't eat it. But it does carry a wide variety of bioactive compounds that support a lot of the body's functions. And predominantly, it's known for its ability to boost the immune system, particularly the neutrophils, the monocytes, the killer T cells, which are wildly important to kill cancer cells, and macrophages. These are all part of your white blood cell system, okay? And it works to restore balance like the immune system, as I mentioned, without it having to target a specific function or issue, which is really neat. So it sort of hunts down that disease and figures it out and then begins to attack it. There's a lot of other traditional uses for turkey tail, like removing toxins from your gut and for your liver. Supporting healthy liver, the lungs, the spleen. A lot of people use it for coughs and breathing difficulties, although I think we've got some better things for that. You could use it for hemorrhoids, joint pain. There was also a study, there were some research studies that were done that showed that turkey tail really has a strong antioxidant property and really can help protect DNA from free radical damage. So especially when COVID was going on and our DNA was being attacked, this was fantastic. Plus, it also helped move a lot of those toxins from the injection, if you got that, God forbid, out of the body to the best of its ability, and helped, you know, repair a lot of that free radical damage that was done. It's an adaptogen, so that means it's going to help the body kind of tolerate stress better or more efficiently. It helps your body adapt to a lot of stressors, such as chemical stressors like foods, medications, things like that. So if you're on medications, even if you don't want to be, I would probably get you on some turkey tail if it makes sense, because your liver needs the help while you're on medications, and this will help funnel a lot of the toxins from medications out of the body without messing with the actual medication itself, typically, right? It helps with, like, physical things like sickness or emotional trauma. It's shown to reduce some inflammatory markers in the brain. And I love the new research that's came out that proves that turkey tail extract can actually not just support gut health, but also protect the DNA. And you guys, your gut health is really important because over 80-some-odd% of your immune system begins in your gut. Turkey tail has a vengeance for whatever reason for bacteria, fungus, and virus, but particularly bacteria and virus in the gut system. We actually have turkey tail as one of the mushroom powders that's in our Mountain Morning Mushroom Blend. I personally have noticed a substantial difference in bloating, in feeling. I used to have a couple bites of food and I'd feel just tremendously full. I also noticed my bowel movements are not only more regular, but more normalized when taking the turkey tail. And it helps, athletic performance. And I do work out quite a bit because it's really helpful against sports fatigue, which is kind of my big problem because I get real tired pretty quick. My muscles, you know, atrophy or get tired. But it can enhance the pain threshold also. So I'm able to work out harder these days and not feel that discomfort, which is really great. Some of the other things that turkey tail is used for, just so you know, kind of give you a little bullet point stuff. It's good to help promote healthier blood sugar levels. And that's mainly because there's a lot of science that I'll bore a lot of people, but there's glucagons and things that it does to help insulin escort sugars out of the blood and into cells and things like that. And it's got polysaccharides that help achieve glucose homeostasis, meaning kind of helps regulate blood sugar. So again, if you're diabetic, this might be something great for you. It really is a pretty interesting product. I will tell you, for men, it can help increase libido, slightly help, I don't want to say boost testosterone, but sort of balance and regulate testosterone. If you are working out, it'll help build muscle mass and bone density. And I will say it can, and I say can with like sort of like quotes around it, like, it could Not always, but it could enhance estrogen in menopausal women, which may help increase vaginal dryness, or, you know, decrease vaginal dryness and hot flashes and things like that. However, if you're having symptoms like that as a woman, typically that's a low progesterone. And I'm not a big fan, majority of the time speaking, I'm not a big fan of increasing estrogen in women that are in menopause. I know we get more aches and pains if we don't have enough estrogen. I know that we get more lack of libido and things like that when we don't have enough estrogen. But too much estrogen, especially if you're not healthy or you're overweight, it can draw in cancer, like it allows cancer to grow and develop more in the body. And if you have a hormone-related cancer, you definitely don't want to be taking something that's going to increase estrogen. In that case, you'd want to be taking our progesterone cream called Ladies Hormone Helper, and that helps regulate estrogen and kind of, you know, if your estrogen's high, it'll suppress it. If it's normal, it'll keep it there, which I really like. And by the way, turkey tail can be great for cats, dogs, you know, animals that have cancer, that have gut issues, cats have mild inflammation. We actually use it in a powder form in another product we have called Superior Protection Powder, which is really great stuff for fatty lipomas, which are those fatty masses in dogs. A lot of people think they're tumors. They kind of are, but they're usually abnormal. They're not malignant cancer tumors. Although, if your dog has cancer, I would absolutely put them on turkey tail mushroom tincture in their water and piggyback it with the Superior Protection Powder. Try to think if there's anything else I left out. I mean, if anyone's interested in learning or has questions about how turkey tail helps with insulin and glucagon and how it kind of helps regulate blood sugars and balance blood sugars, let me know, and I'm happy to kind of walk you through that over the phone tomorrow, because there's a lot of diabetics in the world. Keep in mind, you guys, type 2 diabetes, like 96 to 98% of the time can be controlled with diet. But I get it. A lot of times it's hard to watch our diet. We don't have that much motivation, or, you know, sometimes, especially if you're elderly or you've got cancer and you can't eat much, the only thing that tastes good is sugars. But unfortunately, it feeds cancer cells. We definitely don't want that. So we're going to get into our fourth and final product for the night, because I know we have about, 9 minutes left, is our Superior Liver Detox. Now, what I like about our liver detox is it's gentle enough that you can use it daily, but it's impactful enough that it helps reduce liver disease substantially. I actually have a friend of mine, his liver was at 12 points too high. He's down to an 8 now, meaning 8 points, which is much more normalized. He was looking at, I mean, some serious liver protocol from medications, doctor, you know, from the doctor, et cetera. He had fatty liver disease. He was having all kinds of problems. And we got him on the American Indian tea. We got him on the liver detox and turkey tail mushroom tincture. And he no longer has liver disease. Okay. And this is a 43-year-old man who you would think would be pretty healthy. I noticed a year or two ago, his skin tone just looked a little bit more yellow than I hadn't seen him in quite a while. And so I mentioned to him, and he says, you know, I haven't noticed. And I said, I think you really need to get into the doctor. He did, long story short, was having severe liver disease. I was almost in liver failure. And we've gotten his points down dramatically, and he's no longer in liver failure. He's one out of the many, so he's not just one success story. But let me tell you a little bit about our liver lover, because our liver detox, I should say. It's a liquid tincture also, usually $20 a bottle. It's only $15 this month. I like to do a liver detox about 4 to 5 times a year, sometimes 6 times a year. But let's just say for the sake of it, 4 times a year. So what I would do, if you can afford to do it, buy 4 bottles. They're shelf-stable. You might lose a little bit with evaporation, but don't worry about that. They're shelf-stable for years and years and years. And what you'll do is you'll take it about every 2 to 3 months. For a month straight. So you buy, you know, 4 or 5 bottles, you're going to have a year's supply. So it's a great time to get in on that sale. Because your liver is really one of your largest organs in your body, and it truly helps to remove waste, and it handles various nutrients, medications, toxins, you know, your cleaning supplies like your Clorox bleach, your Tide laundry soap, your Cascade dish soap, your Windex, all that stuff, which, by the way, causes liver failure and cancer. it'll help to move those toxins out, as well as certain medications, a byproduct of medications that bog down the liver. And again, many of us should be detoxifying multiple times a year. And detoxifying the liver not only promotes weight loss, folks, and liver health, right? But it's also going to improve your blood sugar levels, because your liver and everything's able to function more appropriately, and it removes a lot of those toxins from the body. But it also feeds and nourishes your cells and the soft tissue in your liver, which allows it to function at a more optimum level, okay? It's more like power hosing out that liver and letting, or that liver filter, and it allows the liver to breathe more efficiently. This is fantastic for fatty liver disease, great for people who think they might have liver fluke parasites, fantastic if you're on medications, if you've had maybe a wicked lifestyle in the past, or you do eat alcohol, even if it's only a couple drinks a week. It really helps protect the liver, lowers the levels of enzymes that are associated with liver damage, and it also helps to flush a lot of those excess fluids, removes toxins out of the liver by doing that. And there's an herb in there called fennel. A lot of you who cook or bake, you know what fennel is. And that is one of the predominant things that protects the liver and lowers the enzymes that create liver damage. So that's really important. If anybody knows what barberry is, that's another herb that we have in our liver detox. Okay, got it. I'm going to run through these really quick. What that does is it controls the lipids and the liver enzymes. So that's really great for people with fatty liver disease. It helps reduce a lot of that inflammation. It helps improve the bile secretion, which helps not only the liver but the gallbladder. It helps lower bad cholesterol levels. It's got burdock root, which is a powerful antioxidant. It helps promote the liver, protect the liver from a lot of poisonous substances like medications, and helps flush out a lot more of those toxins. It's a great blood cleanser. Last but not least is ginger. Pretty basic herb, but gingerols and shogols inhibit inflammatory properties in the liver and protect against cellular damage in the liver, which supports liver function, but it also protects the liver against toxins like alcohol. So if you are a drinker, ginger is great to be taking on its own, let alone in the liver detox. Ginger is really a great natural detox, by the way. There's lots of studies that have shown that ginger causes a significant reduction in fat in the liver. So I'll leave you guys with that. That's our liver detox. It's a liquid tincture. It's $15 this month. My website, again, for you folks who have a pen and paper still handy, is www.superiormountainherbs.com. My phone number here at the office, 406-274-7579. I'm open Monday through Friday. Go onto our website, www.superiormountainherbs.com. Go ahead and click on the subscribe button. That will allow you to see what sales we have each Friday and what we've got going on each month. I'm open for business tomorrow morning. I'd love to hear from you if you have any questions, concerns. And that's, I think, about all I've got. I'm sorry you guys can't call in right now, but in the future.
Folks, give her a call. Give her a call. Thank you, Summer Dre. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
God bless you. Folks, I will see you tomorrow night, Lord willing, with a delegate that's actually trying to do something to change a state. Be there.
Satan's army roams the land, seeking souls of fallen men.
Melody Cederstrom and CSE Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interests of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSETalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at dgscoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.